Griot Audio presents an unabridged recording of The Living Blood by Tananarive Due, narrated by Peter Francis James. This work is copyrighted 2001 by Tananarive Due. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Griot Audio. Jessica Jacobs Wold has survived the worst tragedy any mother or wife could ever endure, the deaths of both her husband and her firstborn daughter. 4 years later, Jessica discovers that her second daughter, Fauna, is the heir to a powerful legacy, preordained 1,000 years ago and drenched in the powerful lifeblood that flows through Fauna's veins. As her daughter begins to display supernatural abilities, it seems that not only is Jessica's nightmare continuing, it may have only just begun. And now, The Living Blood.
Prologue. Miami, Florida, December 22, 1997. A woman's cry of pain floated from the house. The house sat at the end of Hibiscus Avenue, on a web of residential streets, a half mile from the clogged in at Pro Player Stadium, where thousands had converged to watch the Miami Dolphins' Monday night game. The cement block house had been built in 1964, when the area had been ringed by cow pastures, and there had been no such thing as the Miami Dolphins. The little house's only striking feature was its lemon-yellow exterior, with neatly painted white awnings and matching railings that wrapped around a large porch, shaded by bowing palm trees. An air conditioner jutted out of the...